Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So the only thing maybe better than Aerosmith is or Van Halen is Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Two great intros for me.
I'm loving this right now.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. It's 23 after the hour, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, Frank Ford. He's the co-author of a new book called Happy Accidents. It's all about turning lemons into lemonade. Maybe realizing that your prayers were answered. It just wasn't the way you thought they should be. Frank, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your book. Now you guys got the four-day weekend comedy group that you have, along with your partners David Ahern and David Wilkes, you guys have a Fort Worth theater, but you're about to open up a Dallas theater.
That's right. Yes,
when's the Dallas theater opening?
Dallas theater opening is going to be on February 3rd to the general public.
All right.
It's right in the heart of Dallas in an area called Lakewood. And
I'm going to be in Dallas the last week of February. I'll have to come by.
Well, you should absolutely come by. You will have a blast.
Can I get up on stage and do some improv?
If you feel like getting up and joining us, absolutely.
I'll have to get up and do 5 minutes or something. Hey, David, we're talking about happy accidents, and one of the things that you talk about in the book is the value. And maybe even the power of releasing some degree of control. Now, some people call me a control freak. I prefer enthusiast, but I do like to have some influence. And so, how do we deal with that? How do guys like me deal with releasing a little control? And what's in it for me when I do?
Yeah. Okay. Well, in the spirit of full disclosure, Jim, all of us, David Wells, David Ahern, and myself, we're all control freaks too. So don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, in order to be an entrepreneur and run a business, you know, you really get your hands in there, roll up your sleeves,
right,
and do things. And sometimes you can micromanage. So we all have a little bit of control freak in us. But in improvisation, you know, we don't know, for instance, what the audience is going to suggest. And the thing that improv teaches you, and if you've seen Whose Line Is It Anyway at the Second City or the Groundlings, you know that you don't have time to judge the suggestion. You just have time to accept it.
Right.
And then as a team, work together to yes and that and create, you know, something out of nothing. And so improv, look, when you try to exert control, You have the illusion of control, but that control closes the doors to opportunities, mm-hmm, and possibilities. In improvisation, you are taught and learn how to relinquish control, but in doing so, you open the door to a lot of different opportunities. And so we have been rewarded with opportunities we would have never discovered had we tried to micromanage every little tiny thing. So,
and if you can't be comfortable with that, you don't need to be a business owner, because when you're an employee, you have some level of stabilization, because your boss is taking the hits on the ups and downs mostly. You're just supposed to just do your job. But if you become a business owner, I love, you know, the infantry will tell you, any infantryman will tell you that the best laid battle plan evaporates with first contact with the enemy oftentimes. And so
well, I think it was also Steinbeck who said the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry, right?
That's right. And so, exactly. So if you're not prepared, if you're not willing to realize that you really not in control, you can influence, but you're not in control of what's going on. If you can't get comfortable with that, you're not going to be a good entrepreneur. You're not going to have much fun.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, you know this. The economic and professional landscape changes all the time, and you have to be malleable and adaptable to whatever situations are going to come your way. You know, one size does not fit all the time. So, yeah, as a business owner, yeah, you have to be able to adapt. And that's, you know, the thing about improv is you are taught to adapt. You do not know what's coming next. So, you know, in improv, we always say, we don't know where we're going. We only know where we've been. Mm-hmm. But together, we're willing to step into that unknown, the uncontrollable, together, because we built up a trust with each other. Because, you know, we're always at 40 Weekend. When we take the stage, I'm not taking the stage to make me look good or to be the star of the show. When each of us takes the stage, we take the stage trying to make sure we make the other guy
right.
look good.
Let me ask you another question, though. How yes. important is it for you as an improv person, how important is it to laugh at yourself?
Oh, are you kidding me? It's very important. I did a keynote yesterday, and one of the things that the company had asked me to talk about was how to have fun and have a sense of play at work.
Right.
And somebody had asked me a few days ago, what do you chalk up your longevity to? You know, you guys have been around for 20 years. You've performed almost 6,000 shows. I said, to be honest with you, we have fun. And the only way you can have fun is that if you possess an ability to laugh at yourself, not mm-hmm. take yourself too seriously.
If you
know,
can't,
and it's kind of built in
yourself,
with what we do.
If you can't laugh at yourself, you're not going to be have much a lot of fun as a business owner. And I tell my audience, if
right.
you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to miss the best laughs of your life. Frank, I need
That's
your
right.
I need your website again, please.
All right. The website is 4dayweekend.com. Spell out 4-F-O-U-R.com.
4dayweekend.com. The book is called Happy Accidents. It's available wherever books are sold. Hey, Frank, will you come back?
I would love to come back, Jim. Thank you so much for having me on as a guest.
Frank Ford, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, Steve.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.